Listening. A conversation between classmates. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 37.
Hi, Elena. Are you on your way to the greenhouse?
Hi, Leo. Yes, I am.
Good. We can walk there together. Have you been to the greenhouse before?
I have. It's a fascinating place. To me, anyway.
Oh, I totally agree. They have plants from all over the world, even tropical plants.
Right. The greenhouse provides enough shelter for them to grow here, even in the winter.
Do you know what they're going to show us today?
I think they're going to show us some epiphytes.
Epiphytes?
Yeah. Those are plants that obtain water from the air.
Wow, that's a good trick. So they must need a lot of humidity.
Right. I think most of them live in tropical places.
Interesting. But our last lecture was about orchids, so what's the connection?
Well, I think a lot of orchids are epiphytes. They live high up on trees where there's more light.
That makes sense. But how can they live on a tree?
Well, I guess they have some kind of plant parts that attach to the tree. I think it's because there's more sunlight up high and fewer animals there to eat them.
And insects can fly, so they can find the orchids up in the trees.
True. I guess the insects must have strong natural instincts to help them find the orchids in the treetops. And it's a good thing because orchids need their insects. I've actually seen quite a few insects in the greenhouse lately.
Really? That's kind of surprising.
Yeah. I guess the plants attract bugs even when they are indoors. I've read that some orchids are able to trick bugs because they resemble certain kinds of insect burrows.
Interesting. I'll have to take a closer look at them. Come to think of it, I have a few bugs in my apartment, and I don't even have any houseplants. Maybe I should get an orchid or two.
Maybe. Well, here we are. It looks like there are some people inside the greenhouse already.